Good morning. This year is going to be aired on the 42nd day of the Omer, and we're learning Chayodim, Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simen Tesvav. Asur lasus shum alocha afilo davar kal b'shal shem avarach. A person cannot do any type of activity, even something which is easy, while he's making the bracha. Val zed nemar bim telchu imi keri. So that a person acts with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a form of an action which appears to be that he's not serious about it. He does it in a haphazard, casual manner. The Russian gives a tremendous punishment for that. All of the Musar and the Teichacha of Parshas B'chukosai is tied into the idea of acting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a form of keri. So the Taz says that we apply this pasuk of Derech Mikra V'Aroi, like Rashi says, if a person says brachas in that form. So we actually differentiate in the case where a person would be involved in activity which would need focus, that might be usur above and beyond the problem of that, of keri, of acting in a casual form. We're talking about something up here which is a davar kal, and it's not something which is going to distract you. But the idea that while you're supposed to be focusing on giving a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, person instead is doing something else, a davar kal, it shows that he's not really interested or focused on doing the mitzvah of saying a bracha in a real way. And the result of that is we consider that the form of acting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a form of carry. So we have two reasons why we have a problem with doing something. One of them is because that it looks like you're acting derech arayu mikra, and one is because you're being mevatel your kavanah. We're saying that even if there's no effect on the kavanah, it's still a problem because of the derech arayu, and that's what the chayotim is saying. The applications of this are many. Obviously, a person many times is making a bracha, there'd be occasion for him to be involved in something else. So number one, the Ben Ish Chai says a person should not dry his hands while he's making the bracha of al matilas yadoyim. A person should first say the bracha and then dry his hands afterwards. We don't make the bracha beforehand because our hands would be considered an insult to the bracha to make the bracha and then wash your hands. It would be nice to wash your hands and then make in honor of the bracha. So we wait till after the bracha, but we say that since the drying is part of the process, so you have not completed the process yet, so you make the bracha and then you should dry your hands. There are some poskim which are matzdik that a person can dry their hands while they're making the bracha, but it would be preferred not to do so. Carrying something, so in Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch, then the Magen Avraham talks about carrying different items while the person is davening. So it seems to be just holding something alone is not problematic unless it's something which is going to distract you. The examples which are given over there would be a sefer that you'd be concerned if it would fall, or something which is sharp, which you would be scared if it falls it might hurt you, or money, a person would be scared to drop it because you might lose the money, food which would get lost and make a mess, and a child. All of those things are things you should not be holding while you're saying a bracha, but apparently having something in your hand alone is not, which doesn't have that the element of distracting you, is not considered being doing something else, and it's not a problem. Walking, it is preferred that a bracha should be said standing still, unless a person is traveling somewhere and they're in a rush to get there, and we're afraid that the idea of pausing itself will get the person distracted that way. So he's worried about getting there in time, so that itself will act as a distraction, so then he's allowed to continue. Driving, it really would be preferred if a person would have a chance to make a bracha on something before he starts driving or after he finishes, not while he's driving, because the person is an element of distraction, b'shas the bracha. So a person is making a bracha, a person should try to do it in a way which is minimizing the distraction. But many times we have this concept of the idea of trying to pause and find the place which is safe to pause while the person's going. And with that itself would act as a distraction when he finally finds that place. So he's worried about getting back into the flow of traffic, etc. So we do recognize in halacha this concern of a person being distracted by needing to stop is a valid concern. So at least on the Shas HaTzchak, you can be samech on that. Regards to the b'dieved, if a person was doing something else, so actually the Bir Halacha brings from the Olas Tamei that b'dieved you're yotzei. It's interesting that Eliyahu Rabbah actually questions that and says if even b'dieved could be, you're not going to be yotzei, but a person would be yotzei in something else. And the Rai is back and forth, but the Mishnah Berurah comes out b'dieved, a person would be yotzei. So that being said, we see that this is something which is very serious. A person should try as much as possible not to be in that situation. Even in the b'dieved situation, Parshas HaTzchak, we would have to make a bracha under circumstances of being that they're doing something else, a casual form and a distracted form. Have a good morning.